The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 25, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Bhagavatam, 10-6, chapter 1, verse number 25. So, the youngest child was very dear, everyone's sneha. Sneha, another meaning of sneha is oil, liquid. So, sneha means affection. With this sneha word is used that there is a liquid which, goes to down. Liquid does not go up. Slow. Similarly, we have got some affection. The affection goes to the lowest. Therefore, father and mother's affection generally goes to the youngest. So, here also assuming, although he is a cheat, he is a rogue, he is a thief, he has learnt all the bad quality, but still the sneha, the affection, that is not lost. So this is natural. Similarly, we have got a natural feeling for Krishna. If we study thoroughly, that is called meditation, that whom I love, say for the first time, I love my body. If there is some danger, I try to protect myself from the danger. That means I love my body. So, the next question will be that why don't you love a dead body? Suppose your wife or husband you love because the husband and wife is in the body, So, I love the body because the spirit soul is there. This is right conclusion. Otherwise, who is going to love a dead body? Nobody. Now, if one's husband has died or son has died, he's crying. Now, you can say that why you are crying. No, my son is gone, my husband is gone. No, my God, he is lying here. No, he is not. So, after death, we understand that this dead body is neither my husband nor my son. Late experience. But in the beginning, there is no such experience. That is called illusion. You will understand it, that this dead body is not neither my father nor my husband nor my son. He is different from it. And that is practical example. Otherwise, why not take the dead body of your husband or son and keep it? No, that is not possible. It is clear that the soul is different from the body. But because we are fools and understand, we learn it after death. That is foolishness. Not in the beginning. In the beginning, the Bhagavad Gita said, Krishna said, that asmin dehe, within this body, the soul is there. No, I don't believe. A dull brain cannot understand. But after that, he sees, yes, the body is not my son, body is not my husband. So, that is foolishness. A foolish person understands late. An intelligent person understands very quickly. that is weak. So, I love my body, I love my husband body or wife body. What? The real husband, wife or son is within the body. Therefore, I love. Then the conclusion is that the soul is important more than the body. Then the question will be, so why you love the soul? Then the answer will be, because the soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna says, Mami Vamsajiva Uttama. So ultimately the conclusion is that I love Krishna, and because the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore I love this soul. And because the soul loves within this body, therefore I love. There is no difficulty to understand. But so long one is under illusion, he is under the bodily concept of life. Therefore, Shastra says that one who is in the bodily concept of life, he is enemy. The Sakam Buddhi Kunapeti Dhakti Sadhik Kalatra Dishubhavum Ibjadhi Jatirtha Buddhi Salilena Karhi Chit Jane Suvavidhinsu Saiva Gokhara. Gokhara go means calf, and khara means ass. I repeat it, he says. So, unless we understand that I or you, we are not this body, and there is no question of spiritual understanding or spiritual education. So here the Ajamin, because although he was a Brahmin, but due to association of a prostitute, he lost everything. This is the version we have already studied, that Karna Kunti Dirakrasti Dasipati Ajamila Namna Nashta Sadachara. Sadachara. Sadachara, just like we are teaching Sadachara. Rise early in the morning, take your bath, change your clothes, wash your mouth, and then go to the duty room and have Mangalarati, then study so many. Simply Sadachara. Sadachara means, sat means that will exist. And achara means being. Sadachara. So here it is said that Ajamila, he became the husband of a prostitute. It is not the Shastric injunction. You can become husband, but not the husband of a prostitute. Then your life is finished. Nasta sadhaja. You will lost all the view. Therefore so much stress is given that wife should be chaste and the husband should be very well behaved. Then life will be successful. And Arjuna argued with Krishna, that you are asking me to kill my brothers and relatives on the other side. So don't you think that if I kill them, your wives will be widows and they will be polluted. And as soon as they will be polluted, there will be Varnasankar. Varnasankar, the practical example of Varnasankar is the hippie in your country. No caste, no creed, neither useful for the material world, neither useful for the spiritual. That is called Varnasankar. That is said by Arjuna, Strishu Dushtasu Varna Sankara Vyabhati. My dear Krishna, you are asking me to kill my they will be polluted and there will be Varna Sankara. And what is the loss? When there will be Varna Sankara, then the whole world will be hell. It will be no more suitable for habitation of gentlemen. Finished. Therefore, in the Vedic civilization, two things are very much stressed. To teach the man from childhood how to become expert in sadhachara, and the old man trained out how to become chaste. So this chaste old man and the sadhachara, brahmana, ideal is brahmana, in the combined, then there will be peace, there will be progress, there will be peace in the society, peace in the family. There is a poet in English, society, friendship and love, divinely bestowed upon. But that society is not this society. If we become husband of the prostitute, no, that is not possible. Then sadhachara will be finished. Namna sadhachara. Vyashya samsarga duhi. As soon as you become associated with prostitute, then everything will be lost. Sadhachara lost means your progress in spiritual life is lost. Therefore, we are stating so much on the four points. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no bed. This is the way. If you are serious, but if you take it as a fashion, that is another thing. But if you take it seriously to progress, then these things should be done. This is the basic principle of spiritual progress. Otherwise, we shall learn Banda Khai Khai Tabaisa Jai Garhitam Vrittimasita Vibhrag Kutumba Vibhrag Kutumba Asuchi 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 means unclean. Principal life means purification. So if you purify and again become unclean, that we have discussed, Hastisna, the elephant. Elephant takes bath very nicely, and as soon as come on the soul, takes some dust and so on. Kunyara Sautava. Parikshit Maharaj said, what is this? Oh, cleaning. But without cleaning, your life is spoiled. If you don't clean your life, then you will have to accept another body according to karma. We have to accept. But the whole human mission is to stop this repetition of birth. They do not know. There is no science, there is no philosophy, there is no education throughout the whole world. But the aim of life is to stop these four things, birth, death, old age. They cannot think of. Birth can be stopped. They cannot think of. They are trying in a different way, contraceptive method, killing the child. That is not the way of stopping. No. Nature's law is so strong that if you kill the child in the womb, then you will be also killed. You will be also killed. Teeth for tat. There is no escape. Life for life, just like in the law. You cannot do that. So this is very important things to understand. We are thinking very free, but no. That's a prakriti kriyamana nipuni karmani sanus. Exactly. Karanam guna sangasya. It's like if you contaminate some disease, you must suffer from it. That is natural law. You cannot avoid. There is no escape. Similarly, this spiritual life, this human life is a chance that you learn how to purify yourself. That is human life. And if you don't purify yourself, you remain impure without any endeavor, then What is the difference between you and cats and dogs? There is none. So, kutumba bhavane asuchi jatvayamasa deva. So, in that asuchi birth also, the sneha is there. So, the rajare, although began the rope number one, but the affection, natural, that is there. Affection is there. Sarabhakta rizaya stasmin advhaki kalavas attract. The child is talking in broken language. That is very pleasing. Pleasing to everyone, especially to the parents. So, nirikshamana tarila. And he is walking, or he is crawling, he is coming to the father, coming to the mother. And these things are very attractive, and we become more and more attracted, and we forget our real business. The real business should always be remembered. These things are natural, it is very good. Be affectionate to your children, but don't forget your real business. Otherwise, this kind of affection is there in cats and dogs also. Cats and dogs is fine. They carry the cat, they carry the, what is called, kitty, sorry,
kitten.
On the mouth, they have no hand, and they give protection. So one thing is for his kitties, and one thing is for the... Similarly, Nisinga there, one thing for the Hiranyakashipu, one thing for Buddha. That is not God's discrimination, but that is natural. That is natural. He says, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. Are we equal to everyone? Otherwise, if he is not equal to everyone, how he can be God? If he is partial to somebody, affectionate to some, no. That is not God's business. God is equal to everyone. Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. Name Deshastima Priya. Nobody is my enemy, and nobody is my friend. But still, jetu bhajanti mana pritya tesu se mahi. But anyone who is devotee, I teach Krishna Dhyaya Bhavaya. The sense that the cat carries in the mouth, the cat as well as the mouse. The mouse, for mouse it is death, and for the cat it is pleasure. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu, when it is captured by Nisinghadev, his death, Padanakha, Karakamale, Nakamadhibhuta Sinha, Dalita Hiran, immediately, finished. The same head on the head of Prahlad Maharaj, my dear child, Bili Desa, the same head. This is the position. So we should try to purify ourselves from sinful activity so that Nisinghadev may keep his hand on blessing. Yes. That is wanted. Then our life is successful. Otherwise, nature is not excused. Mrityuham, mrityu sarva harashtaham. Hiranyakashipu will be killed. Demons will be. That is true business of Krishna. Paritranaya sadhana vinashaya jinasita. To kill the demons, of course, any demon killed by Krishna, he also gets salvation. But if the demon also gets salvation, being killed, but just imagine what is the position of devotee to whom Krishna is so affectionate. Just imagine what is his position. And his name is Bhakta Vatsa. Krishna's name is very much affectionate to the devotee. So, you are taking Krishna consciousness movement. Take it seriously, follow the rules and regulations. Then Krishna will give you all protection. There is Kaunteya Pratyanihi Name Bhakta Panasadi. If you are a sincere devotee, it is very easy thing to become devotee. Simply, four things. Manvana, Bhagavan, Bhakta, Madhyaji, Manos. Four things. A chaitan, they are learning. They are also offering a flower. Madhyaji. This is what's it. If a child can do it, you cannot do it. What is the difficulty? If you offer a flower to the deity, if you offer your obeisance, the child is learning. Don't think it is going for nothing. Everything is calculated. Oh, here this child is offering obeisance. Credit. Is offering flower. Credit. This is so. Yes. From the childhood, if one becomes simply deposits credit, then someday it will be a big balance. Big good bank balance. So therefore this institution made to give everyone the chance to do these four things. Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta Madhyarima. And Krishna says, Bhavivasasi Asamsaya. Without any doubt, simply by doing these four things, he'll come back to me. So what is the difficulty? Do it properly and be happy. Thank you very much.